Master, in the first satsang, you talked about us wanting to start giving or leaking, question mark, before we are able to fill up ourselves. That triggered a memory in me from my youth. I had been in deep drug shit and was helped out of it. Just 1 year after I was offered a job in the same place as I had been to help other people who were stuck in the similar drug shit, I was so eager to give, and the eagerness to give in this way became a strong identity for me. For many years, I was unable to see and feel and take responsibility for my own unhappiness. But some good stuff came to me in my eagerness to be a straight ex-junkie. And that was a strong steadiness in seeking a good life without using any chemicals. Thank you, Master, for this reminder about leaking and giving before I actually have something to give. Or leak, question mark. A warm hug, Dhiran. What I was talking about was leaking. I mean, I must have talked about giving also, but what I remember, I was talking about this tea strain, you know, the leaking. And when you are unconscious, which most people are, then you are just leaking your valuable life energy. And that's what I was meaning. No? For example, you got into drugs. No? Then anybody who is looking, and look now, more than ever, people are lost in drugs. What is it you're working with, Dhiran? Psychiatry.
No, psychology.
Psychology. So you must know, no? How lost people are, no? And how much help they need. And they look in all these places, and that's how it always has been. All humans, they want an easy way out. That's why drugs and alcohol and all these things is very popular. And it will become more and more popular because people are more and more lost. The more and more lost you are, the more and more they will use the drugs. No, it's never been so normal for people to use drugs. Even President Clinton says, no, I didn't inhale, he said, no. I didn't inhale. He couldn't say no, that he hadn't smoked. Yeah, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. What kind of pussy? What kind of embarrassment that you can't even stand up for that? I smoked the joint and it was good. What's the big deal? It's part of growing up, no? But if you are the president or if you are a 13-year-old, you are unconscious. So you're looking for something to get you out of this dull, unconscious state that you are in. And that be anything, no? Money, sex, drugs, alcohol, power. This is always how it's always been. Because you want to escape from yourself. You don't know who you are, so you want some easy way to feel good. Instead of feeling really good. But that you can only feel when you know who you are. So leaking, then you leak out and you use all these kind of, for example, these drugs, and you go in the wrong places and you talk with the wrong people and you eat the wrong things and you think the wrong things and you talk the wrong things, and you do all these unconscious things, which the whole world is doing, so nobody is really aware of it because it's normal. It's normal to be unconscious. It's normal to act stupid. It's normal to use drugs, alcohol. It's normal to eat very unhealthy, so you're killing yourself. It's normal. Cheers. Everybody else is doing it. Very few people, in some mysterious way, manage to escape or get the glimpse to get out of it. And it's very good when you have done it, then you know the situation. So you can help when you know a situation, then you can help others because you know what you're talking about. If you haven't felt it yourself, then it's not their own experience. And that's how it is in the spiritual sense also. People, they think they know because they've been reading books. But they are dry. There's no juice there. That is the new age. You just read it. And you dry as ever, just in your head. And these are the worst stock people because they think they know, and in reality they haven't started. So that's what I mean. It doesn't matter what you leak. There's 1,000 different ways to leak your energy out. Then when you start getting conscious, which you only become when you start questioning yourself, looking at your own way of living, of behaving, of thinking. Then, with that glimpse of consciousness, you can start stopping this leakage. That can be a huge job. That's what I call the homework. It's another word for the homework. Just stopping all this leakage, unconscious leaking, leaking, leaking. You have so much energy, but you are not conscious, so you just leak it out. Just the other day we were talking, it's not so easy just to sit here because still you're sitting on your anger, your jealousy, your frustration, your misery. Yeah, because you haven't really found a way to go deeper beyond this thinking mind, which is always leaking, leaking, leaking. It keeps you away from the source. And who in this world is not a slave of their mind, of their thinking, of their identity? Very few. So that's what I want with leaking. So then these lucky people who start realizing that I want to stop leaking, then they have to do that whole work. It's different from person to person, how much holes they have. That is different. That is, maybe you call it the past karma, or I don't know. But somebody have just a few holes and somebody is just a big hole. It's all different. Somebody is so big hole that you wonder, how can you... Some people are, that's the difference of disciples also. Some is just, you just need a little, just anything, you just little chewing gum, then it's done. One piece of gum. And for other, you have to go to the factory of the chewing gum and order a truck. And not only that, then you have to chew all this chewing gum to get it soft. It's a lot of work. Unbelievable work. So if I offer you chewing gum sometimes, you know that it's not, it's just to chew it, then you can get, I have a stash. You say, this triggered your memory. I had been in deep drug shit and was helped out of it. This also, many people who get involved in drugs, most in fact, they are just desperately looking for something else that they can't find. I tried all the drugs that was available when I was a teenager. Because I was looking for something that this boring society didn't give me. Nobody gave it to me. It was truth nowhere. Nobody spoke the truth. And I remember, what kind of human beings, what kind of planet is this? So then you tried some drugs. But then in some mysterious way, because the longing was there, it brought me to my master. That very day I stopped, and stopped forever. But I wasn't a junkie, it wasn't heavy, it just... just healthy. Natural. And you have to remember, I was in India, and there hashish is part of the religion of the followers of Shiva. And Shiva was my god, and so I was safe. It was my religion. But I came to a point I didn't, it was not so good because it gave me a lot of cough. And I didn't like that. But all that my master took care of, he gave me much better drug. No coughing, no hangover, no nothing. But because we don't find any consciousness, we don't find any truth, we don't find any love. Everybody is starved. Then the young people, which are more innocent, they look in the wrong places because it's nowhere to get found. If you get given love, consciousness, understanding, then it's no need then. But nobody has this. Nobody has this clarity. What the society, what your parents is giving you is just ambitions. Greed, competition. This is what you get, which is not natural for human beings. 1 year after I was offered a job in the same place as I have been to help other people who were stuck in the similar shit, I was so eager to give, and the eagerness to give in this way became a strong identity for me. Yeah, and luckily you didn't stop there. Because the ego always finds something new. No, you got an identity. No, before you were lost, no, you were, could help. It's the same coin, just the different side. One, you were down, no, you are higher. And this is the game people do. Either they are very, I'm the best, I'm so proud, I'm so strong, I'm so intelligent, I'm so beautiful, or I'm so ugly, I'm so useless. It's this game. You have to get out of this. This is the opposite. The mind is playing. So no, you went early from one side to the other. And there's nothing wrong with it, because for different things, you need different ways to heal it. So this was a more positive way. So that is good. For many years I was unable to see, feel and take responsibility for my own unhappiness. Yes, and this is how people, most people also get stuck. Because now you can think that you are helping others. And other people need me. And be that as a doctor or as a healer or as a psychiatrist or as a mother, as a father, as a whatever it is. Then you are occupied. And you never come to that point where you can start looking at yourself. That I'm unhappy. I don't know. So you're fooling everybody, but you can't fool yourself. Sooner or later, this truth will dawn on you. And the more you do it, the more difficult it is to get out of it, because the more people need you. The more you have sold this lie, and you have sold it so much that you have to live it now. That is bad karma. You sell the lie, you live it, then you can get out of it, even when you see it. For many years I was unable to see, feel and take responsibility for my own unhappiness. But some good stuff came to me in my eagerness to be a straight ex-junkie. You should be happy, but because at least you are not a junkie. And that was, oh no, I turned you into a different junkie now, but this is much better. You shouldn't be a junkie of heroin, you should be a junkie of consciousness, of love. That is, that they give me more. I like those who like that. And sometimes I'm a little bit, do I give too much? Maybe I have to give smaller doses. And I love people, they say, no, just give me. Give me more, Baba, give me more. That's so good. But sometimes I have to be careful because maybe you get overdosed, no? Then they don't know what's happening. But, you know, if they have trust and if there is intimacy and they, then you can just roll on the floor and just let go, like that. Some good stuff came to me in my eagerness to be a straight ex-junkie, and that was a strong steadiness in seeking a good life without using chemicals. Thank you for this reminder about leaking and giving before I actually have something to give. Yeah. It's levels and levels and levels, and the truth is different on each one, even though truth is one. But because of our understanding and where you are, you can only understand the truth where you are. You can't take a higher truth if you haven't understood the basic. It's impossible. You first have to learn the basic lessons, and then you have to grow. Then you can understand the higher truth. And then higher, and then higher, as you evolve, as you mature. So first you have to stop the leaking, then you have to feel how it is to be healed. Then many people go totally crazy because now they feel so good, they feel bad the whole life. And then they waste that precious freedom. Then again, they fill themselves with unconscious things. So you have to stop the leaking, then you have to feel how it is to be more whole. Then you have to start filling yourself with nectar, with consciousness. You have to start filling yourself with real things that is nourishing for body, mind, heart and soul. But we have been so unconscious and so eating so bad on all levels, for the physical, for the mental, for the emotional, for the spiritual, that we are totally unbalanced. So it takes time before you start learning how to take care of all these different sides of you. That is what is happening now, Diran. Welcome to my restaurant. And that is, you can help a lot in that profession, but you must know that there's not many people who are ready really to change. Even here, I see, and this is very few people of the world who comes to satsang. And everybody wants to be free, but who really wants to change? Some people, I just start telling a little bit truth and they get so hurt, so annoyed. You forget what this is. So, you know, dealing with ordinary people, sleepy people, is very difficult. Even if you see what they need, it's very difficult to get them to listen because their understanding is not such. And people are used to just quick fixes, just some tablets, just some uppers or downers or sleeping tablets or whatever they need that they get now. Nobody is ready to look at themselves. If we had gotten it in from the beginning, from the very kindergarten, and then in the school, and then in the universities, then the whole society would change. And then people would be happy and conscious. It will never happen, change to make different laws for the drugs. Because drugs and unconsciousness, they go together. As long as the society is unconscious, the drugs will be there. Because it's so boring, it's so dead. It's so sterile. You wrote me a big letter. Was this also to do with Alex and when he gave you that package? That you start here, beloved master, in the beginning of the retreat, the strong energy started working intensely inside me. Is that combined with that?
No?
Something else? Yeah? But it was combined, so it helped. What came into you? Do you say this? What was it that came into you then? These stormy, big waves, provocations from nowhere. What was it that provoked it? Something must have provoked it, no? Your ego, yeah, of course it was your ego, but then if you see it's your ego, then why respond to it then? Fighting arose and strong confusion made me blind. I was lost in unawareness and what is not real appears to me as real. And what is not real appears to me as real. That's a good insight. And sometimes you have to see that again and again. At least you see it. And it's very easy when a big wave comes, you get swept away. But the wave won't last. When the wave is gone, then see that this what appeared real is not real. Come back to yourself. That is the difference, instead of you just going with it, thinking it's real. Maybe it sounds strange, but now I'm laughing at myself as well, because I'm taking this darkness into the light of truth. But my ego wanted me to write, "Oh Master, I am a bad, bad woman, a bad person, guilty, I am a sinner, almost criminal." Yes. In fact, this place is only for sinners, so you're at home. Relax. Even after asking for forgiveness, I cannot forgive myself for what I have done. Whip me, and so on. You know what I heard? That the perfect marriage, one sadist, one masochist. Then the other can just whip the other, and it's, maybe you should find that. Then you can just say, whip me, and this sadist, he will like it, and the masochist, Just my suggestion. I want everybody to be happy. If you can't just relax and be natural and loving and peaceful, then find a masochist and a sadist. Then. But now I can see this ego story. Ego is whipping ego. I didn't want to write about this ghost ego, beloved master. It seems I never wrote about this to you before. But it feels right to face this darkness inside me, to take it up to the light. Transformation is not cheap. That's it, transformation is not cheap. And some things we have to see again and again. So it's a good learning, and this is, you know, many times we can fool ourselves, and then these ghosts comes up. Transformation is not cheap. You have to be steady. You have to be strong. In the beginning, you're just like a leaf. Just like a leaf in the wind. Any wind that comes, and you start screaming, and you get angry, you get jealous, you get hurt. It's no steadiness, very unbalanced. Just like a wind that comes to a little leaf. But remember, the wind cannot hurt you. Just let the wind pass, whatever it is. Don't be so shaky. Be steady. You have to find this steadiness like a mountain. That is the... In the end, you become like a mountain. In the beginning, you're just like a leaf. You can blow anywhere, any wind that comes, and you start screaming. Oh, I feel this. Oh, I've had that. Oh, I had this emotion and that. Oh, I get hurt. I get jealous. Whip. If you go the whole, then you're like the mountain. And you're like a mountain, like a Mount Everest. And what does Mount Everest say when the storm comes? The worst storm of the century. Is that all? Don't you have more to give? Try again. So this transformation is not cheap. It's not cheap because you have to really get roots. You have to become steady. You have to become unshakable. But sometimes everything can change very quickly. And poisons in my mouth was transformed into nectar. I have accepted reality as it is, totally. Small, big, a small ugly episode and a big learning of life and what is real. Thank you, beloved Master, for cooking me well. Silently at your feet, yours learning Bali. That's very good. This yours learning Bali, it just means that you are open to receive more. Otherwise, many people, they think they already have it, and then they don't even want to say it, even though they're just like leaves. And then still they're behaving like old arrogant yogis. Just one little poof. The mind is tricky. The mind never wants to say that it won't have more to learn. I'm lost. That is the best attack for the mind, just to say how it is. And then it will disappear. Huh? Don't take it seriously. Oh, my beloved Master, God gave me a lot of abilities, skills, beauty and blessings in this life. Maybe they are all gifts, but for sure they are also very good distractions for my ego, and they even bring me confusion. Please, beloved, free me from the attachment and identification with all these. Free me from the distraction of what is not real, even my own personality. So then I can find my true inner being and rest there forever. So then I can become simple and natural again. So then I can learn the art of being a devotee. At your feet with love and gratitude, Dhammani. God gave me a lot of abilities, skills, beauty and blessings in this life. Maybe they are all gifts, but for sure they are also very good distractions for my ego, and they even bring me confusion. No, I just talked about different dimensions, different responsibilities. So some things can be very good in one dimension, but they are useless in another dimension. So if you want to go higher, maybe you have to leave many of your so-called identifications, and maybe things that you thought were blessings. Maybe those blessings now is just hindrance. And that's why you are still in confusion, because you don't see it clearly. You have to trust your own insight in this. So if there are distractions for your ego to get involved in, then you know them. Just be truthful with yourself. It's very difficult. The confusion happens when you're still feeding the ego, and still on another side you want to feed the spirit. You have to make up your mind. It's difficult then. Please, beloved, free me from the attachment and identification with all these. Free me from the distraction of what is not real, even my own personality. Everything is real except your own personality. Just focus on that. Then what will happen? If you lose your own idea of who you are, then what will happen now? Where's your problems then? Your personality is gone, all your habits, your idea. Everything, your whole package, if that is gone, then what?
Then is very good.
Yeah? So try that. Then what? Distraction then. This is just a trick of the mind. You're focusing on taking that and taking that and taking that and pruning there and pruning there and pruning there. Just take the root. But that you can't do before you come to a certain understanding. No, enough is enough. You take the whole route, then what's the problem then? Then your personality, your ego is not interested in these so-called blessings of the personalities. No, you have found different higher blessings. But you can't let it go. You are helpless. That comes with understanding, insight. When you have something higher, it's easy to let go of that which is lower. If you only have that, How can you let go? And that's why you are clinging. Because you don't know the higher, you don't know the deeper. You are still clinging to that which you know. That is understandable. But see it as it is. Please, beloved, free me from the attachment. I free you, just you are holding. What can I do? Free me from the distraction of what is not real, even my own. You see, that is last on the list. That should be first. You always are, you can do anything, but me, I want to keep me. Who am I without me? And this is what has to go. You see, that is going, then what's the problem? Then what's the distraction? Jesus Christ. So then I can find the real, so then I can find my true inner being and rest there forever. Yeah, it's all this is available if you just let go of this personality, of your idea of who you are. So then I can become simple and natural again. All that is totally available. You just have to get out of your own way. And it is happening. Don't be such in a hurry. Be compassionate with yourself. Relax. Allow yourself to be soft. More gentle, more humble. Don't have any ideas what you like and don't like. If you don't know who you are, how can you know? Be open. So then I can learn the art of being a devotee. First, learn the art of being a disciple. One who is ready to learn. And learn consciously, not unconsciously like you have done before. Learn good things, things that is valuable to you. Then, when this personality, when this ego, when your whole identity is gone, then you become a devotee. It's nothing you can do. It's just the flowering of consciousness, of understanding. When the love goes deeper, when you have proof. A student doesn't have any proof, that's why they're wishy-washy. A disciple, he is in between. He starts feeling, and then he forgets, and then he comes. But he wants to learn. He has to be steady to get stronger, to be devoted to what he's doing, to the journey. Then the more you realize that this is really true, it's your own experience. Higher understanding, higher peace, deeper love, more insights, more realizations, more silence. When all these become more tangible, then you go more steady. Then it's flowering, then the devotee, when all this past is gone, that is the flowering then. It's nothing you can do. When you are empty of yourself, that is what a devotee is. When you are empty of yourself and you are just filled with the beloved, you are out of the way. You are just available for God, for love, for the beloved. Then that's a devotee. When you are there, you cannot be any devotee. You have to go. Then you're like a hollow bamboo. Then the beloved can use you. You are always available. That is what the devotee is. You're always available. You're always at service. Because you have total trust. And why do you have total trust? Because you have felt that deep love. that is more beautiful than anything else. If you haven't felt that, how can you do it? It is not in your hands. Because it's not you doing, it's your own heart, it's your own understanding, it's your own being. And that is devotion, when your own being bowing down, is not you. Because it's the only thing you can do, that is devotion. And when that happens, then grace happens. No, there's no way back now, because you are gone. You are melted. This is a little story from Rumi. One seeker came to the beloved's door and knocked. Who is there? It's me. The beloved answered, go away. There is no place for raw meat at this table here. I don't eat raw meat. Go. The seeker went wandering around for many years. No, in the fire of separation, because he had felt something. And only the fire of separation can change this hypostasy of the ego. Then the seeker returned when he was completely cooked, longing from his very being. He was walking up and down in front of the beloved's house. Then at last he gently knocked. Who is it? You, beloved. Please come in. Come in. Here is no place in this house for two. So you are welcome. The beloved said, the double end of the thread is not what goes through the eye of the needle, but the single pointed fine, fine thread end. Not the big ego beast with the luggage go through. When you have that, you're going to stitch something. And remember, it's much more difficult to make something, to stitch something, to mend something, than it is to tear it apart. You need much more consciousness to mend something, to bring something together. To rip something apart is very easy. Any idiot can do that. But not everybody can bring things together, to heal, to bring things into oneness. He said, a single-pointed fine thread. That is what goes through. Not the ants, not two, but one. That is the devotee. When you are not two, you are not split, you are not in your head, you are back into oneness, into the heart. Then there is understanding, then there is intimacy, then there is trust. And when you have felt that, then it's total trust. It is a single-pointed fine down thread, not a big ego beast with baggage. That cannot go through, there is too little hold. Don't worry, Tamani, everything is going fine, okay? Don't be hard on yourself, okay? I just remember, I have something about the gopis, no? You heard about the gopis? That is the favorite devotees of Krishna, no? They call them the gopis. And they say there in the Bhagavad Gita, when the gopis, who are the most there to the Lord Krishna, when they engage in his service and give him pleasure, they become delighted, blissful. That is their pleasure, to give the beloved pleasure. And what gives the beloved pleasure? When you are happy, when you are true, when you are real, when you are melting in this love. When the gopis, who are the most dear, the most beloved to the Lord, engage in His service and give Him pleasure, they become delighted, blissful. All can obtain this transcendental happiness, bliss, by selflessly doing the beloved's service. Be aware who you are serving, who you are listening to, who you are devoted to, who you are following. A disciple is a rare thing to find in this world. Then what to say about the devotee? That's like a miracle. A devotee is one who's seen through everything that this world cannot distract them. They only want to rest in peace, in love, in the heart. That is the only fulfillment. That is the bliss. And when you know, then you are not distracted of anything. No leakage. Only that. That's why they look so blissful now. Krishna and the gopis, they always look blissful. No leakage. They're devoted to love. You have to investigate your life and see what you are devoted to and who you listen to. And you find something to be really devoted to, then be total. It's lower responsibility and higher responsibility. And higher they are, the more pure, the more clear, the more beautiful you become. The more silent, the more peaceful, the more loving, the more shining. Om Shanti.